What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, anywhere on that Odyssey app. You get that from your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, depending on what type of device you have. You look for the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, download it, look for WILK News Radio, then follow us. It's that simple, works seamlessly with your CarPlay. You can get us anywhere in the nation. You can also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. And your smart speakers just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. How's everyone doing? It is coming up on 412, 42 degrees here on this Friday, March 13th. Yes, it's Friday the 13th. Don't get too crazy out there. I know it's parade weekend for a lot of places, and please, please be responsible. I will not be at the parade. I'm on grandpa watch for the time being. We're expecting our second grandchild to be born any moment. Could happen later today, could happen tomorrow. From what we're told, midweek is going to be the latest. If it doesn't happen by then, they're going to help it along. So there's a good chance that I will not be here for some, if not all, of next week. I apologize for that, but Grandpa takes precedent over pretty much everything. And my other kids, my son and my daughters are still trying to come to grips with that. Listen, grandchildren are different. You get to redo that whole thing all over again, but with limited responsibility. So it's a fun time to be. It's a fun place to be. Looking forward to the next O'Donnell. They are having a boy, so we'll have two grandsons. And just almost exactly 2 years apart. Our first grandson ever, his birthday is in the first week of April. The baby's due date for this child is March 21st, but like I said, they're not expecting this to go past Wednesday, so it'll be a little bit early. We did have a scare about 2 weeks ago where we thought it was going to be a couple weeks early, but it just turned to be a false alarm, false labor, as they call it. But looking forward to that. It's a great time to be, and it's looking forward to it. The problem was last week it was in the 80s in it was in the 80s last week down there in Virginia Beach, and it's going to be in the 40s and 50s this week. So we're kind of losing out there. Plus, hotels are expensive because it's spring break, but it's going to be in the 40s and 50s. So maybe those hotel room prices go down. Enough of that. If you're aging, you may be aging yourself faster if you make these seven key mistakes. I make some of them, I'll admit. I make some of them, and this is what you can do about it with the least effort. Listen, don't get old before your time. Getting old hurts. I get it. I know. I feel it every day. But a number of very common everyday habits can accelerate biological aging, putting extra stress on your cells, organs, and making yourself more susceptible to certain diseases and injuries. But if you've been slipping, all hope is not lost. You can make these simple improvements before it's too late. Now, some of them are pretty self-explanatory. Smoking is number one. You know the problem? Smoking strongly accelerates biological aging by damaging DNA, increasing inflammation, and harming blood vessels and multiple organ systems. Includes cigarettes, vapes, nicotine, and any tobacco product. The fix? The best way is to combat smoking-related accelerated age is to quit, of course. But again, that's easier said than done. To kickstart the process, they recommend setting a quit date, considering nicotine replacement therapy or prescription support, even delaying that first cigarette. of the day can help eliminate that urge. So that's a good first step. Now, poor diet. I mean, come on. Outside of my wife, I don't know which one of us don't have a poor diet, but she measures every macro and micro. She's got the scale right there. She's got her oats and steel-cut oats and what is the other thing in there? Overnight oats, whatever she eats with some blueberries or whatever fruit she's going to put in there and her Greek yogurt, fresh Greek yogurt from Applewood Farms, by the way. But, you know, diets, ultra and high processed foods and added sugars drive inflammation, insulin resistance, and gut micro imbalance, all linked to accelerated aging, they say. The fixed, we'll try plus one, minus one rule at meals. Add one plant-based food, fruit or vegetables, beans, nuts, and remove one processed item. That's the simple way to start that process to eating better. Number three, physical inactivity. Again, sedentary behavior is another leading cause of faster biological aging because the increased cardiovascular risk, muscle loss, and metabolic dysfunction. The fix is simple. Get moving, right? 3 to 5 minutes of walking or light activity for every hour you sit. Then gradually work towards 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week plus two resistance sessions. Pretty simple is once you put your mind to it. Well, they say it takes 6 weeks to create a habit, so you got to keep up with it for 6 weeks, and then that habit should instill itself. Here's something that I made it a point probably about a year ago. Poor sleep to fix. Chronic sleep deprivation disrupts hormone balance, increases inflammation, and impairs the body's ability to repair DNA. Basically, when you're sleeping at night, your body's resetting itself. Your body's entire system is resetting itself. I went through a whole thing, sleep study, the whole nine yards. I had severe sleep apnea. I was stopping breathing hundreds of times a night, all the way up to, I think, 24 seconds was the highest, longest point I was not breathing. And it's not good. It increases your risk for stroke, heart attack, all the fun stuff. Plus, you just feel tired all day. My CPAP machine is one of the best things I've ever got. And don't sleep without it ever. I don't even miss it. If I'm just going away for a day, I started out, if I was just going away on an overnight trip, I wouldn't bring it because it's a hassle. You got to bring distilled water. You got to pack it up. You got to reset it up, bring it back. One day, I'm still bringing it. Simple as that. Now, listen, we're in bed by 9:30, lights out by 10. We're up by 5:30 each morning, and that's pretty much how it is. So I've kind of corrected that. It's take some time. Listen, this pushing the clock forward an hour. It took me four days to get back on a normal schedule just because of that 1 hour. And I was still going to bed at the same time, but I was waking up at 6:30, 7. For some reason, you know, my body still wanted to sleep till that time because 6:37 was really 5:36. But even though I was getting the same amount of sleep because I was going to bed at the same time, my body just was on a different clock. It took about 4 days to fix that. Chronic stress. Here's something that's often overlooked. Listen, the stress in your life, work stress, relationship stress, stress with your kids, financial stress, this eats away at you. It literally destroys you from the inside out. It does. I've been there. I know it. Get a grasp of it because it will literally send you into a tailspin. High stress levels elevate cortisol, weaken immune function, and contribute to inflammation, all which accelerate aging. Again, the fix, just 5 minutes a day of relaxation, whether it's slow breathing, meditation, a short walk, can have a major impact on stress levels. We use sound machines with nice soothing sounds. I do the breathing exercises. I have it on my Apple Watch all the time. It does work. I tell you guys, I've told you before, you know, when it's a nice sunny day outside, just close your eyes, put your face up to the sun, and take 30 seconds to kind of forget about everything but that warm sun on your face. It works. Believe me, it works. Excess alcohol, yeah, guilty as charged. Sometimes, not really much at all anymore. But not only is heavy alcohol consumption a driver of liver disease, cancer risk, and neurodegeneration, but studies have found clear age acceleration signatures in heavy drinkers. Most guidelines say heavy drinking means more than one drink per day for women and more than two drinks a day per men. Or heavy binge drinking, anytime. The fix? Cut out the alcohol. Have an alcohol-free drink. Do one of those mocktails. Social isolation. Listen, I bring this back to chronic stress because stress sometimes and oftentimes leads to social isolation. Loneliness is linked to higher mortality risk, accelerated biological aging, partly due to increased stress, reduced activity for being at high risk to develop depression. And it does. Listen, a lot of our grandparents, a lot of our parents, if they're of age, you know, when their partner passes on, I know this happened when my dad passed, my mom, she kind of lost her will a little bit. You noticed it. She kind of wanted to be with her husband. She wanted to be with her partner for life. And, you know, the fact that we moved here and she had her grandkids here kind of distracted her. But I think when she moved on, it was a place that she wanted to be. I saw it with my grandparents when one passed. The other one really lost the will to live and within not so long, you know, joined them. So there's the seven things on a Friday that you can think of to better. If you just do it a little bit, if you do each one of these just a little bit. Now, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. Poor diet. Listen, I think we could all do better there. Physical inactivity. Yeah, I think we could all do a little more activity. Sleep, I've fixed. Chronic stress, I'm doing my best with that. Excess alcohol, I you know, unless there's a reason, unless I'm at a function, I'm really not. I just don't have a drink with dinner or, you know, a drink when I get home or stuff like that. It's just not me. And social isolation, I've been there. Listen, depression gets to you very easily. And it doesn't matter what your life is about, how good you have it. It's a chemical imbalance in your head that just takes control. And unless you fight it and combat it willfully, sometimes with assistance, it'll start to bring you into a tailspin. So there's our seven things you could do a little bit better. I'm going to put these up on my social media so you could look through them on your own, read them at your will, and not have to listen to me tell you about them. You could see what it means to you as you're reading through each one here. And again, I kind of gave an overview of each one. It kind of goes more in depth here.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.